From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gress said today the sentences handed down to him and his two colleagues on Saturday in Cairo were politically motivated. He's calling on Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to pardon them.
It is now up to President Sisi to do what he said he would do from the outset, and that is pardon us if we were ever convicted. This is a wrong. Everyone knows it is wrong. And so we will be using every legal, political, diplomatic, and social means at our disposal.
An Egyptian court found all three journalists, Grest, a Canadian national, Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. Fahmy and Mohamed were taken into custody Saturday. Grest returned to Australia earlier this year. U.S. State Department says National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Pakistan to meet with the Prime Minister and other top officials. They'll be discussing a wide range of topics, that is. The State Department said particularly those involving terrorism and militant attacks emanating from Pakistani soil. After Rice met with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif today, Mr. Sharif's office said little about the content of their talks. Protesters taking to the streets for a second day of rallies in Malaysia's capital, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Najib Razak, who is facing serious fraud allegations of accepting $700 million from a government-owned investment fund. He has denied the allegations, saying the money was a gift from the Middle East. Prime Minister has suggested that the corruption allegations are part of political sabotage against Malaysia's longtime ruling coalition. This is VOA News.